Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. It's nice of you to get up and tune in. It's going to be a great day. It's always going to be a great day. I like to say if I can get up in the morning and fog the mirror, it's going to be a great day, right? While you're brushing your teeth and flossing, of course. Today's show is Dr. Kvitko welcomes Jessica Wiegers, a dental office manager with a master's in business administration, live from, actually, it's Santee, California, which is an eastern suburb of San Diego, so we'll bring her on the line here in just a moment. Let me just remind folks that every show I've ever done, and this is show number 318, is available on, well, iTunes for one, and dentallyspeaking.com for another, okay? So any show that I've ever done, you can go back and listen to it if you would like. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. If you would go to my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us, we would think that would be wonderful. We would like that. And also, on drkvitko.com and dentallyspeaking.com, there is an icon. And it is the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. If you click on that, it gives you an opportunity to donate to help us with our charitable initiatives such as Team Smile and Dentistry from the Heart and even raising money for the Down Syndrome of Central Ohio through a golf outing, okay? So anything you can do would be much appreciated. All right, now, let me just introduce our guest today. Jessica Wiegers has been in dentistry since 1999. She started her career in a small private practice working one-on-one with one doctor, one assistant, and herself while she was attending California State University in San Marcos, California. In 2001, she graduated with a bachelor's degree in psychology, and just 2 days after graduating, she moved to Naples, Italy, where she worked as an accountant for the Department of Defense. There, she received a Kosovo Medal for support for military action in Kosovo. Following her time abroad, she returned to the States and to her passion of dentistry. She began to work independently with different dental offices to help streamline the accounting systems and help one doctor retire. So I guess if you work with Jessica, you get to retire. We'll have to talk to her about that. In 2006, she took the opportunity to work as an office manager slash business consultant for a large dental practice. At the time, she was surprised at how much business experience and management knowledge it took to make a dental practice successful. Therefore, she went back to school and earned her master's in business administration, and she continued to work as a business consultant and help grow the practice. In 2012, the practice was sold, and the new owner hired Jessica to help set up systems utilizing an organizational board and statistics to measure individual and group performance. Utilizing these specific systems, basically it helped make the practice more streamlined and work performance increased. She loves to share all that she learned, and she's hoping to save practices from some headaches by doing so. With her passion and love for dentistry, it's a pleasure listening to her speak. And so I noticed that when we were talking on the phone prior to setting up this interview, that Jessica really has a passion. So, hey, Jessica, are you with us?
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for getting up so early. I know it's very early in Santee, California, where you are. But, hey, you know what? I like to say people don't become successful by sleeping in.
Early bird gets the worm, right?
Yeah, I don't really like worms. I don't think they taste all that well, but I'm definitely up early.
As long as you floss after, you're good.
That's right. That's right. All right, so now you have this passion that you developed for dentistry and for the dental office as a business, but along the way, I think what's fueled that is your compassion for the patients. So tell me about this transformation from just being, working in the dental office for the first time in 99 to today.
Oh, it's been great. I've seen so many patients, walk in and they're afraid to smile or afraid to their teeth, they're looking at it and they're like, I can't smile. I can't go to my granddaughter's graduation. I can't do this because I'm so embarrassed. I can't go in for a job interview. And then just see them come out and just be transformed and have a smile from ear to ear. It's just amazing to watch that transformation.
Yeah, it really is. I think that, like you, I think of what I do as changing lives and not just doing dentistry, not just cleanings and fillings and, that sort of thing. Even my dentures, I like to think of as smile makeovers. And I don't know if I sent you any photos or not, but several of the transformations I've done happen to be in dentures where that's what the person either needed or chose to have. But yeah, it's a regular thing, and yet there are still 40% of the people in the country that don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. So how do you explain that? If we're so wonderful, how do we explain that?
Oh, I think that there's many different reasons why patients won't come to dental office, but I think the number one reason is fear. They're really deathly afraid of coming to the dentist office, plain and simple. It takes so much courage to make that appointment, and then when they do, they may fail to come because they're so afraid to keep to that commitment. And two, for a lot of people, it's a scary thought to come in.
And how do you think that happened? Do you think it was just, I don't know, listening to the comedians talk about it, listening to the media talk about it? Do you think everybody had their own personal bad experience? What have you found?
I've actually asked a lot of patients, what makes you so afraid to come into the dental office? And I think that the main thing is it's all individualized. It really is individualized. Some people have had a traumatic experience. I've asked them before, what's happened, or when I was a kid, this happened. It was very traumatic for me. It could be, I don't like the way it feels when the doctor, does this, and I can't handle that. I can't handle the high-pitched noises. And there's other patients that are just, I don't know, I'm just afraid. And there's so many different reasons. Parents, I know it sounds bad, but parents sometimes they have fear and they put it on the kiddos. And then other times it's friends and family. They'll tell a horrible story about these four wisdom teeth extractions that happened the other day and how they are swollen like a chipmunk and how they could hear the doctor in there. And you're like, oh, that's such a bad story. Don't tell that story.
I know. That reminds me. Okay, so for instance, let's say I've told a patient, John, you need a root canal. And
right.
John says, oh, I've never had one of those. I've heard they're not very pleasant. And we assure them that they're fine. If you're numb, you're not going to feel anything we do. If you're numb, you wouldn't know if we filled your tooth, extracted your tooth, or did the root canal, right?
Right.
Or placed an implant. Okay. So, but then what happens? So John makes an appointment, and then he goes back to work the next day, and he starts telling his friends, these are friends, that, hey, I'm going into Dr. Kavitko's. I'm going to have a root canal on Friday. And guess what his friends do? Don't you?
I do, absolutely.
Yeah, if they start telling him horror stories that either have happened to them or they've heard has happened to somebody else. Now, why would a friend do that? I mean, that's something your enemy should do. Okay, so listen, if you're listening and you're one of those friends, when somebody tells you they're about to have wisdom teeth out or they're going to have a root canal or something you might consider unpleasant or maybe you've heard is unpleasant, if you're really their friend, you'll either keep your mouth quiet, right, not say anything, or tell them, you know what, John, I've heard root canals are no big deal anymore. I have a friend that went and they didn't even know they had it. They fell asleep. That's the kind of thing friends would do, right?
Right. Exactly. That's how we can help each other out to overcome the fear of dentistry as a whole.
Right, because after we're done, the people say, to me at least, and I imagine at your office too, they say, that's it? You're done?
Right.
You did a root canal? And I'll say, well, yeah, you want to see the proof? And I'll show them the x-ray, and they'll say, well, I'll be darned. How'd you do that? And it's like, we do that every day, multiple times every day.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's one. The one is their friends, who we are now going to be better friends and keep our mouth shut or say nice things. The other would be their own experience, where they did go in and they had an unpleasant experience. And most of these happen when they're children, correct?
Yes. Most of the time I hear a story of when they were kids. And I think the thing is that when you're a kiddo and you're getting, all of this work done, you don't really always know what's going on. And sometimes your parents can say the wrong thing. They might say, oh, don't worry, they're going to numb it with a needle. And the kid's like, Mom, I'm not gullible. I know what a needle is.
Well, yeah, and they do things. And
even
a more innocent thing would be they make an appointment for a child, and we're ready to bring them back, and they say, don't worry, Johnny, it's not going to hurt. Okay, now,
right.
Johnny's three or four. He didn't think it was going to hurt. Just like you don't say that to a child who's about to have their first haircut. Don't worry, Johnny, it's not going to hurt. Well, now that you've said that, they think they're going to cut your ear off or something, right? Because you said it's not going to hurt. Kids are smart.
Yes.
And they're wondering, why is she saying that it's not going to hurt? Maybe it hurts sometimes. I wonder if it's going to hurt me. And then next thing you know, they've got this little spastic child. So, and these are well-meaning parents, parents who really think they're doing the right thing, trying to help their child be ready. So parents, please think about what you're saying. I would suggest you leave it to the professionals. Don't over-prepare your child. If you want to tell them things, tell them they're going to ride in the chair. It's going to be fun. There's Mr. Thirsty. There's all that kind of stuff. Right, Jessica?
Exactly, exactly. And we tell kiddos that we're going to put their tooth to sleep. And that's kind of what we say that helps out with the verbiage for the kids, because they don't know what's 100% going on.
Right, right. Now tell me some suggestions you have for people who have a fear and how they're going to handle. What can they do to handle their dental appointments?
Well, I've talked to a lot of patients, and they've always told me different things that help them out. But some of the things I've seen routinely that a lot of patients like is iPods, like music, relaxing music. You always react differently to different music. Everyone has a different genre that they really love, and that makes them feel calm. They listen to that before they come in. They listen to it while they're in the chair. That'll help drown out any of the noise that they hear in the background that's unpleasant. And it'll also help them just relax and get into that zone where they feel comfortable and relaxed.
Okay, so your primary suggestion then is to relax. A relaxation technique would be to use their own iPod and listen to their own music.
Yes, that would be the number one. There's other ways too. A lot of patients like to meditate before they come in. And when I say meditate, I don't mean like the om, but I mean just relax, just get into their zone, think of their happy place, go into where their favorite place is to go. If they have like a lake that they like to visit or a zone, and relax into that area.
Okay, so like breathing slowly and thinking pleasant thoughts, would you say?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, just wanted to make sure that we had that out there. And I'll tell you why. The reason is because pretty soon we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And so if you were listening, you probably just heard part of the answer, or maybe the whole answer. We'll have to see. Anyway, before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and let me remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. All right, and the question of the day is, my guest today, Jessica Wiegers, teaches fearful patients ways to get through their dental appointment. One of the primary things she teaches is A, skip the Novocaine, B, have as many fillings done in one sitting as possible, C, make sure your dentist rushes you through the visit to get you out of there, or D, to use relaxation techniques such as an iPod, listening to your own music, and breathing slowly and thinking pleasant thoughts. All right, the winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile. minus any flaws he wishes to leave out, of course, we can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates. Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are you a denture wearer? Does your upper denture fit nice and snug, but your lower denture barely stays put? The longer a person wears dentures, the more the gums and bones shrink. Even after shrinkage, the upper denture can still have suction thanks to the palate. However, the lower ridge gets flatter and thinner with time, and since there was never any suction to begin with, lower dentures can become impossible to wear. Until now, that is. Now we can place mini implants in the lower arch and attach snaps to the underside of your own denture. Doing this will not only keep your denture in place, it will be so securely fastened that it might even take you two hands to get it out. How about that for a nice problem to have? Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kavitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kavitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
All right, we're back. We are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Scoop, Karen, Sarah, Robert. And the question is, Jessica Wiegers, my guest today, she teaches fearful patients ways to get through their dental appointment. One of the primary things she teaches is A, skip the Novocaine, B, have as many fillings done in one sitting as possible, C, make sure your dentist rushes through your visit, D, use relaxation techniques such as an iPod, or breathing slowly and thinking pleasant thoughts. All right, so let's see. Hey, Jessica, would you please pick a number from 1 to 4?
2.
Number 2, that would be Robert. Hey, Robert, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Do you have the answer?
Yes, it's D, relaxation techniques.
You sure? It's not skipping the Novocaine?
No.
Hey, Robert, what do you do for a living?
I'm a lawyer.
Lawyer. Okay, cool. And if you'll stay on the line, we're going to get the information we'll need to get those flowers delivered, okay? Thank you so much for listening.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now. So, Jessica, did you like A, B, and C?
I'm sorry?
Did you like choices A, B, and C?
Do I like choices? Yes, they were absolutely hilarious.
Made those up myself.
That was good.
Now, I will say that I do sedation in my office, not only laughing gas, but I do oral sedation and IV sedation. So even though I was using B as a negative in this case, honestly, for people that are very nervous, when I sedate them intravenously, I can get a lot of things done in one visit, and they hardly even know they were there. But not for just Novocaine. You wouldn't do that.
Right.
So, and unfortunately, what happens to people that are very fearful when they get a toothache and they just can't get up their nerve to call a general dentist? Do you know what happens? What do they do?
What do you do?
What do they do?
Oh, what do they do?
More often than not.
And more often than not, the toothache gets worse, I would say.
Well, the patient actually takes action. They go to an oral surgeon. They go to an oral surgeon and has to have it pulled, right? Because they know they can be put to sleep.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. And they do sometimes let things get a little too far, and you're always like, no, if it was just caught at the filling, it would have been so much less expensive, one. So finances sometimes become a concern. That's the second, you know, thing that keeps them away. But and then when it gets so bad, you're like, no, I wish you would have just came in sooner, you know. And that's just kind of, you know, up to them on when they want to come in. But overcoming that fear helps them come in sooner.
Right, right. So we basically, getting over the fear will get them healthier quicker, will save them money, will make them, it's a win-win-win-win-win, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I was talking to a patient the other day, and I was asking them, because you were talking about doing fillings all in one setting, and I've noticed some patients, I use the analogy of a Band-Aid, Okay, you have someone that has a cut, and, you know, like the little kid, and they pull up the Band-Aid. My son does this. He pulls out the Band-Aid a little by little, and then he walks away from it. And then he comes back, and he pulls it a little bit more, and then he walks away from it. And then he'll pull it until it's all off, and then he's like, okay, I'm fine. My other son will grab the Band-Aid and just rip it off, and he's done. So you kind of have that same analogy when it comes to patients. Some patients like to just do treatment little by little. Let me just get through this one setting, and then let me move on to the next one. Right. Let me move on to this one. Let me move on to the next one. You have other patients that are just like, you know what, just knock me out, get everything you can possibly get done, and let's get it over with so I don't have to do this for a while. You'll have every patient's a little different on how they want to handle that.
Right. Now, unfortunately, we have to go to another break here soon, but let's do this question first. What's the oldest age of the most fearful patient you've seen? So, like, you would think that people at some point, usually, seems to me it's in their late 40s, early 50s when they finally have to face the music. And what I mean by that is they run out of back teeth, and now the front teeth are starting to show when they smile. So they know they have to do something. But you're never too old to get over that fear. So what's the oldest patient you've dealt with?
Well, we had a gentleman that was about 90 years old.
It took him till he was 90 to come in and get over his fear?
It did. And surprisingly, he really maintained his teeth. And he told me the reason why he maintained the teeth was because he didn't want to come in and see us.
Oh, well, that's you know, a nice negative motivation. At least he was brushing, right?
He was flossing 3 times a day, brushing all the time. He was taking really good care of his teeth. And surprising, you know, he did still need dental treatment, as everyone does eventually. Even if you're 90, you still need dental treatment, depending on what you want to do. But he came in, and he was telling me stories of when he was in the military and how they did treatment. And this is a patient that has an example of a past experience that kept him away from the dental office after that. And he was really afraid of doing dental treatment. He said it took him 3 hours. He got up in the morning, took a shower, and just sat there, you know, just trying to relax to come in.
Wow.
And it took him a long time to, you know, initially come in. And then when he did come in, you build a rapport with the patient, you know, just speaking with them, making them feel comfortable. And then eventually he came in and continued his treatment until he finished his treatment. But he was a really good patient.
And afterwards, did he say anything like, I wonder what took me so long?
You know what? He's like, that wasn't too bad.
Okay. It wasn't too bad. Okay, well, that's good to know. Hey, can you hang with us? We have to go to another commercial break.
Sure.
Okay. All right. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us,
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko and Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All you need is smiles. Lots and lots of smiley smiles. Your sweet pink mouth goes north, not south, and just smile.
And we're we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are speaking with Jessica Wiegers. She is a dental office manager slash business consultant. She lives in Santee, California, which is east of San Diego, and she's been in dentistry since 1999, and her passion is to help people get the dental care that they need, especially those who have fear. So Jessica has some suggestions for people on how to deal with that. And so we talked about the iPods and thinking about something pleasant. And what are some of the other techniques that you've shared, Jessica, with people?
Well, I was asking a patient the other day, what helps you? And she's like, I like to take a walk. Just walk around outside. And you're like, oh, gosh, please don't run away.
Yeah, she meant walk away from the dental office, I think.
I know. But it's just, you know, it's like walking back and forth and just, you know, relaxing. And I think, once again, trying to get yourself in the mindset. The other thing is looking in the mirror. I know it sounds silly, and it goes back to that, I think I can, but, you know, that
right.
The book that we read when we were a child.
I know I can.
Back to that. And looking in the mirror and just saying, I think I can. I can do this. And a pep talk. Or phone a friend, but a friend that's going to tell you
right.
that you can do it, not the friend that tells you the bad advice,
right.
but the friend that tells you, yes, you can get through this visit. Yes, you can do this. You know, I call my mom. I'm a mama's girl.
Okay.
Still to this day.
So when you
and
have
whenever
something...
I'm afraid, I still call my mom.
Okay.
You know?
So if you were going in for some kind of a follow-up test from maybe an exam you had with your physician, you'd call your mom and say, Mom, I'm a little nervous. What do I do?
Exactly. And she would just be like, it's going to be okay. It's that reassuring voice, you know, that mothers can, you know, can give to you. And that reassuring voice that you have that it's going to be all right, you know, and knowing that it's going to be okay when you get through it,
okay.
Not what you manifest in your head, by all means.
So what about techniques that you've seen doctors use or you've seen staff use?
You know what? Doctors, I've seen the doctors speak slowly and quietly. Their voice tone comes down.
Soft-spoken, okay.
Yes. And explaining the treatment in a manner that's not fearful to the patient, just explaining what's going to happen and, you know, saying more on the technical side of it, it's going to be okay, we're going to go in, we're going to, you know, just talking in a manner that's very slow and very soft-spoken that doesn't have that rise in tone
right.
helps the patient. I get very excited, so sometimes I have to bring myself down to the soft-spoken when talking to a patient, and I know it sounds silly, but even, you know, when you touch a patient's shoulder, it reassures them.
Right, right. Unless it's wintertime and they get a shock.
Unless
it's wintertime and they get shocked because of all the dry air.
we don't have that out here in San Diego. That was bad.
Yeah, thanks for reminding us. Hey, you know what? It's been wonderful having you on the show. We only have a couple minutes left, and if somebody wanted to reach you, is there a way they could reach you, or would you like to be reached?
Oh, sure. Anytime, if they have any questions, anything like that, if they need some help getting through it, they can shoot me an email. My email is pretty simple, except for my spelling, my last name.
Okay.
It's Jessica N, and it's Wiegers, Wiegers at yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And, hey, maybe we'll set up a time to do this again sometime.
Absolutely. I loved it. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're very welcome, and thank you for being on the show. All right. Now, remember, all the podcasts are available at dentallyspeaking.com and iTunes. And next week, I will have MC Lessard, a personal development coach with 4D Excellence, on the show to talk more about how patients can reduce their stress in the dental office, plus the science behind it. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss this. Be sure to join us every Sunday from 8:30 until 9. And one more mention about the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. It's an icon there. It'd be wonderful if you could help us out. It's a new year, and we're trying to build up a little war chest so we can do these charitable events. Okay? So you've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll see you next week.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.